all day, Leonard.
Gosh, I never saw a man work as hard as you are. Hey, you haven't knocked Henry Wallace out any of you today.
No, I'm too old now.
No, I don't believe that. How are your grandchildren?
Fine.
You did.
What I'm 13, you know.
Good God Almighty.
10 boys and 3 girls.
Good God Almighty. They're there in June, so I guess I'll have one before too long.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me that you're about ready to get us an agriculture bill.
Right.
That's wonderful.
That is, if I can get it through the way I want it, the way I think it ought to be, Lyndon.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen such a lot of opposition as exists. And what I'm trying to do is...
Get us some kind of farm bill. Get us some kind. Even if it's not just what you want, you get...
Well, I understand that, but...
Oh.
I understand. And I'm telling you now, I've checked the committee, and I'm telling you now that... we'll never be able to get through this subsidy payment to the mills here. And I'd like to talk to you and, I mean, tell you why it is, and I think they're right.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because that will cost you just $275 to $300 million. They have the best market on that. 95% of that. And it's true, there's competition. Now, Lyndon, I told all of them, for God's sake, the price of cotton is very nice for this year. If I'll take care of the small people, pay out a payment in kind, and $42.47, you see. It's all the small people, 10 or 12 day
price, but the big fellas, they ought to be able to get by 30 cents cotton. And in one operation, Linda, it's going to save you. Your budget, $2.47 per pound. The mills will get it that much cheaper, and the people abroad will, your subsidy will be reduced by that amount.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is to try to live within your budget.
Yeah.
See the point?
We got to do that.
You're darn right. And if I follow the other, well, hell, it's going to cost $300 million more. And I know you don't want that. But I'll do the best I can, Leonard.
You get with Freeman. Now, he likes you. He thinks you're the best man on the hill. He says you do more work, and you know more about it, and you're easier to get along with than anybody. I said, hell, I'm going to make you foreign aid administrator, if that's the way you feel about Eleanor. Maybe you can do it. He said, no, he wouldn't have that job.
No. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about that, and you sent bail again at me, but if I could have a little while with you.
Well, you can. Why don't you quit being so damn stingy and cook us up a little meat, a little stew up there someday, and I'll come up and eat with you.
Well, I did that all day today. I mean, yesterday I stayed all day in this place, and I'm prepared now to.
Well, you don't.
I mean, with that stuff you don't like.
You get old Orville, and you get Dick Russell, and you get some of our good friends that you like, and maybe, well, I don't know, we might even ought to. Well, maybe get some in the house. You get whoever you want, whoever you like, whoever your friend is, and let me know ahead of time, 2 or 3 days, and I'll come up there, and I'll come a little bit early, and we can sit in your room and have a little sherry, and then before the rest of them come in, and then...
All right. Middle enough. Well,
I'd like to talk to you about... I see on the paper attention to these damn colleges. It would seem to me that all we're doing all over this world, everybody, that for us now going to East Africa, would be almost criminal.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard so many people about that. Is anything I know that, but is anything nobody's helping us in South Korea, in Taiwan, nobody's helping us. Why should we take this other thing? Otherwise, you've got a wonderful opportunity.
Let's take it on.
Well, in other words, you've got a wonderful opportunity to
He's not asking us to take it on.
But he's asking you to send some troops there. That is,
No, he he's not.
I get that from the paper. That's why I'd like to talk to him.
No, Cypress says they don't want any of our people there.
Good. I wouldn't send any. By all means. Because if ever you get in there, you'll never get out. Now, you take that from me.
Mm.
Because when that's the experience we've had with the British before.
Mm.
And God knows I don't have anything against the British. They're good people. But
let them grab that country of the Europeans in the hands of De Gaulle's got the British controls. They have absolutely controlled
the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
And now, by the way, I wanted to ask you this some time ago, but I don't want to impose on you. Lyndon, I've got 2 hours. It's in 50, half hour reels. I wish you'd see those pictures I took of Africa. And I narrated, you learn more in 2 hours sitting there or at a half hour piece than you could by reading for a week. Now, I've got those in color, and you can have them to look at anytime you want.
Well, I'll get you to send them down here, and I'll show them at the White House movie some night when I'm a little tired.
I wish you'd do that, and let me tell you, it's going to wake you up. Because I've had people, you see, they're being shown in Louisiana now on all of the television outlets we have in Louisiana.
I'll look at it. I'll be up there next week or two.
All right, I'm going to let you know.
Now, you go on and get me some kind of a farm bill. I don't want to know about detail, but you and Freeman get together. If you and Freeman can't... You see, this election here, and Democrats are up. If we don't have a farm bill, they're going to catch hell. Now, don't... You and Freeman get together, and you all agree on something, because he thinks you're a good man.
All right.
And you think he's a good man. And damn it, you can agree. Both of you give a little bit, and go on and get something.
Well, I've given plenty already.
I know.
I'm going to get you something that you...
Oh, you ain't very easy to give. You're
a
damn tough cookie.
The point is, though, that
I'd hate like hell to have to trade with you very much.
Just this, Linda.
I know it. I don't either. But you get with Freeman.
That's all I want.
I'm going to call Freeman tonight, and I'm going to tell him I'm just cleaning up everything I've got here. I'm going down the list to line. But
yeah.
I'm going to call him tonight and tell him to get a hold of you, and you all work out something.
All right. Now, listen. Here's what I'm doing. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, I'm meeting with all of these people, and then I worked all day Friday with them, and I'm going to work all day tomorrow if necessary.
Well, you're the hardest worker up there. You are the worker.
I mean, in the agricultural committee room.
I know it, but this damn Farm Bureau don't want us to have anything.
Well, I'm not pulling what the Farm Bureau wants. Now, don't you think for a moment that I'm trying to do what they want?
All right.
What I'm trying to do is to bill on the present law, and if you try to draft a new bill, as some suggest, you're not going to get anywhere else because, as I told Mike Thursday, I hope that he and Dirksen will permit me to have a couple of days after I have the bill reported out of committee, and that will be this latter part of this week before the civil rights bill takes up. Because if we start the civil rights bill, you can kiss a phone. And Mike said he'd do it. And I'm very hopeful, and let me tell you something right now. Get this bill out by this.
Objection.
I know you liberals, you know, in there, like Clark and them. They don't want anything. And let me tell you something right now. If I can get this bill out by the 19th, you see, I couldn't meet before the 18th. That's Tuesday. I'm going to get the committee to meet there. I'm going to keep their feet on the table for the whole day and the next day, if necessary, to get a bill out. And after that, I'll be ready to take it up anytime Mike Mansfield gives me the green light.
Okay, good luck.
All right, boy.